Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, we are going to tackle a topic that is pretty in-depth, and I'm going to call it two ends of the same stick. What am I talking about? I'm talking about early retirement. What are the pros and what are the cons of early retirement? Got a lot to cover here today. Before I get started, though, timely information. I've been telling you all week and for about a week and a half now that the Expo is coming. It's our biggest event of the year. It's happening in San Antonio. It's happening March 13th and 14th, which is a Friday and a Saturday. We also have our Expo bus tour, which is on the 12th. That will be the Thursday. As I told you, the Expo, there'll be plenty of time for you to sign up for that. In fact, if you want to get a discount on that, you can text the word radio to 88007, and you can get our membership for 60% discount. That membership will include a free ticket to the Expo. Otherwise, you can just look up the Expo and sign up for just the Expo if you want to do that. Whichever way you want to approach it. However, there are a few things that are timely on this, and this is why I'm taking the time out of the show for this, because if you miss this, you miss it. And that is, we have this bus tour, which is the greatest part of the Expo each year, where we take you around to these properties and show you what we've done with apartment complexes. Now, this year it's going to be in San Antonio. It's going to be a place we've never done. We've done Houston. We've done Dallas multiple times. We've never done San Antonio. So we're going to go to some new stuff that you've never seen, even if you've taken this tour before, out in San Antonio. There are only 8 buses. And I was told yesterday, after the show was over, that there's only 1 bus left. And that's kind of surprising to me, but it filled up that quick, maybe because I'm announcing it on the radio, getting everybody to take action quickly. But the buses do have a true limitation. It's not like we're trying to rush you to get in because, you know, we're trying to press you to get set. No, bottom line is there's a limitation. And you will be upset if you get to the Expo and you can't get on a bus. You think you could just walk up and sign up and get in. You can't. You're going to have to pre-register to get on these buses. All right? There's only 1 bus left. There's 8 buses. That's how quickly 7 of these buses filled up in just a week and a half or whatever it is I've been telling you about this. So you need to do this. Text the word bus to 88007. Text the word bus to 88007. Now, the other thing that has a timestamp on it is signing up if you're going to get yourself a table in the multifamily investor mixer. This is where the syndicators slash lead investors buy a table in a gigantic auditorium room, and then we let 2,000 people come in and network with you. Boy, I'll tell you what, you want to get to meet some people, you want to do, you know, some, what do you call it, time dating, I don't know what they call that stuff, you know, where you go from table to table to table. By the way, there's no time limit. You just go and you talk to people you want to talk to and mingle around. They'll have signs and brochures and the whole bit. You can meet these people. You can talk to them about the projects they're working on and, you know, look at all your options. But if you thought that there's no possibility of getting into a deal, you're going to find out very quickly. With 250 people there hawking their deals and themselves as investors to follow, you're going to find it's very powerful. But you, if you want to be one of those investors, you've got to get signed up. You got to buy yourself a table, and you got to do that by February 16th. You got to get that done. All right, so enough of that. We'll come back to the Expo later on. Let's move on with what we're here to talk about today. So, early retirement. I retired at 35 years of age. Good thing. I enjoyed it. My whole life's been wonderful. You know, I've had all the same problems everybody else has had, sickness, got cancer, you know, broke this, done that. But I've all done it by while I was retired since 35 years of age, I'm now 70, 35 years of living my life the way I wanted to, doing what I want, when I want, with whoever I want, wherever I want, travel whenever I want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Wonderful life. I'm blessed. Don't even think for a second that I don't consider myself extremely blessed. And I would wish this on everybody that I could meet. I really would. However, it's not that easy. It's not that easy because there is a psychological dissonance to being successful. People cannot allow themselves to become successful. There is a giant mental roadblock to it. And so on one side of this stick of early retirement and incredible life, there's the whole other side of this stick, which is early retirement that is forced. Let me read this to you. Just a paragraph I pulled out of some research here. It says approximately 58% to as many as 62% of American retirees left the workforce earlier than they had originally planned. This early exit often occurs before the traditional retirement age of 65, with the median retirement age currently 62. Notably, a large portion of these early retirees are involuntary, driven by health issues, company changes, or family responsibilities rather than financial readiness. A large percentage of people are forced into retirement for the wrong reasons and without the support of financial support that they need to make it turn out to be a wonderful thing for themselves instead of a bad thing. Tell you a story. You know, they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but it can roll a long distance. My wife's son is 40 years old now, and he grew up with his grandfather because of the way my wife's family had sent him off to live with the grandparents for reasons unbeknownst. And so he grew up with his grandfather. His grandfather was a government employee. And so for his entire life, his grandfather told him, get a technical job, go to work for the government or a big corporation, work for them your entire life, and then get a pension and retire, because that's what he did. And his life's been fine. It's not an aggressively, super incredibly exciting life. It's just a life. But it worked out. It worked the way the American plan was supposed to work because he was a government employee and he had a high, high, high level technical skill that they couldn't get rid of him. They needed him, right? So he didn't get kicked out until he was ready to go. So this young man grows up around this and that becomes his imprint. So when it comes time to invest, I've taken him to expos with me. I've introduced him to all kinds of real estate investors, and he'll get the taste of it. But when it comes down to it, he just wanted more education. He kept feeling like if I spend more time getting more education, I'll get a better job. And he moved through the technical field in the medicine field, the medical field, I guess we call it. And he has a technical job right now. So we thought he'd found his niche and he was happy and he was, you know, life was good. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, life is miserable. Guess what catches up to the person that has that job? That technical job that you're going to do for the next 40 or 50 years of your life? What catches up to you is that your bosses, big corporations working for hospitals this gentleman works for, they just mess you around. They mess with your schedule. They make you work overtime hours all the time. They went as far as to not pay this kid overtime by having him hired by two different hospitals where they would pay him from one hospital for 40 hours and another hospital for another 40 hours. So they didn't have to pay him overtime for all that time, which is just, it should be against the law. It probably is if somebody would actually research it. But the bottom line is he's burnt. He's tired. He wants out. And you know what you have to do as a parent? You have to turn around and go, wait a minute. You have to realize that because you didn't prepare to quit that job and you're working your butt off 40, 50, 60 hours a week, the boss doesn't really care who you are. And you can't expect them to. I'm an employer. I own many, many companies. I don't even know most of my employees, to be honest with you. And it kind of shocks them when I say that. But I don't. And I'll run into them. Hey, you work. Yeah, I'm one of your employees. Oh, great. Nice to meet you. You know, it's not that I'm not friendly to them. It's just, it's not my job to know them. It's not my job to adopt them. That's not what work is. That's not what a business is. A job's a place you go and earn income until you save up enough money to own your own business. It's not a place that you work the rest of your life, and yet people believe that. Now, the problem with that is, like this little paragraph said that I read to you earlier, 58% to 62% of Americans are forced into retirement, before they really even want to. So it's like I was telling our son, I said, look, you know, I actually didn't have this conversation with him. It's in the back of my head I'm having this conversation with him. I know you're frustrated. I know you hate your job. I know you, think that there's a silver bullet that you can go out and do what I did without saving any money, without, you know, participating and working. No, there's not. You've got to go through the process that I went through and all the other people at Lifestyles went through. And he just doesn't want to go through the process. He just expects that there's a way to get out of working. The problem is, if he keeps on complaining, he's going to get himself into a situation where they don't want him anymore because he's going to be somebody that's toxic. And if you're toxic at work, they're going to get rid of you. And then you're going to be forced. And what do you do when you don't have retirement income coming in and you don't have a job? You think it's bad having a job? Think about not having a job. That's even worse. So being forced into early retirement is even worse. Now, I was wondering, and I looked it up, just kind of like what number of people actually early retire? And looked up some studies, and I found that between 58% and 62% of Americans retire early, but more than half those people are forced into early retirement. Wow. So actual versus planned was very, very small. Very few people actually planned to retire. Then I wondered, well, when are they retiring? I retired at 35 years of age. So I looked up, you know, how many people are early retired by age 40? And less than 1% of Americans are retired by age 40. So I'm in this weird one percentile bracket. Now, there's lots of people at Lifestyles that have retired before they were 40. There's lots of people who retired in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years of joining Lifestyles. Looked up people younger than 45, and less than 2% of Americans are retired by 45 to 49 years of age. By age 50 to 54, 6% of Americans are retired. So by age 55, you take 6 and 2 and 1, that's 8, 9% of Americans have retired. Only 9% by age 55. When you go all the way up to age 60, you get another 11%. So you're now at 20% of Americans. Only 20% of Americans have retired by age 60. That's devastating, guys. I mean, you think about that. The rest of America is intending to work to 65 years of age. However, what you'll find out nowadays is because the system that is set up and the cost of living is escalating at such a fast pace, most people are being forced to work into their 70s. Now, I will tell you this, and this is an interesting point. I'm 70 years old. I still go to the gym and I work out like I'm a 25-year-old kid. I still got muscle. I went to the doctor the other day and he's like, my God, you still have abs at 70 years old. Yeah. You know, with the technology, nutritional technology we have today, the exercise technology we have today, you're able to stay in shape to much later years of age. So I'm anticipating I'll probably live to about 80 years of age, maybe more. My uncle lived at like 85 and he was the only Wamsley in my family, the only male to live past 65. So I always thought I was going to die by 65, and so I always thought, man, I better retire at 35 because I'm not going to live past 65. I got to get it done now, where most people retire at 65 and live to like 85. Well, my uncle did live to 85. He's the only one in our family that didn't smoke and didn't drink, and, you know, well, I think he did drink, but he didn't smoke, and he had a little physical fitness and activity in his life, whereas the rest of them really didn't. So I've got that, and I'm looking forward to it. So the point is, if I were working, I could still be working right now if I had to. However, who would want to still be working at 70 years of age? I mean, I get up and I do these radio shows, and quite honestly, I mean, I do have to prepare just a little bit to get ready for these things, but most of it is my experience speaking. So it's not really like I have to get up and work hard and whatever. That said, boy, sometimes just getting up and going, you know, I just would like to lay, sleep in, and not get up and do this radio show today. Yeah, that happens. But what happens to the people that have to get up? I hire landscapers in my house. And I have two sets of landscapers, actually, more than two, but the main one. And then I have a weekend crew that comes in, a second crew that comes in every weekend. Because it's just my yard is so large, my house is so expansive, that it takes almost full-time landscaping company to keep it looking the way I want it looking. So I bring these people in, and it's interesting because what you'll see is generational workers. And my daughter's husband, not husband yet, but fiance or whatever they are, living together in this day and age is typical. He has his father working for him. So in these landscaping people, their fathers work for them. The younger kids run the business and the fathers work for them, and that's how they support themselves when they get older, is they work as much as they possibly can, although it's not as hard as anywhere near as they used to, and the kids just carry the load for them. This is just not the kind of life you want to look at, right? It's just not the kind of life you want to have to be forced with. You want to figure out how to get in here and create passive streams of income that you can eventually replace your earned income with and live off the rest of your life. That's really what you need to do. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what really is holding you back from doing that. And we'll cover that when we get back. But before I do, I want to remind everybody, if you haven't already registered for your table at the Mixer, where you're going to go and meet thousands of people to invest with you, you better get it done by February 16th. And if you want to get on the last bus in the bus tour, you better text the word bus to 88007. Text the word bus to 88007. Do it right now. Do it while we're at break. I'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Want to build income without a second job? Learn how real estate investing can help you create extra income one step at a time with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we've been discussing early retirement and the pros and the cons of such. And in this segment, I'm going to tell you a story about a good early retirement story. I think it's always fun to tell. A little more updated. Before I do that again, though, because we are up against timetables here, I've got to remind you that the expo is coming up in San Antonio on March 13th and 14th. You need to get signed up for that. The bus tour is the urgency factor right now. There's only one bus left out of eight buses. We signed up seven buses in a week and a half. There's only one bus left. If you want to get on that bus, you need to text the word bus to 88007. That's bus to 88007. And if you want to get yourself a table for the Mixer to where you can network with thousands of people that want to get into real estate deals, you're going to need to be signed up for that by February 16th. So let's get on that stuff, guys. Now, back to the story here. I was talking about the fact of how sad it is to people that are forced to retire and they don't have any income when they retire. They lose their job. They don't know what they're going to do. They don't know how to survive. It can be a devastating thing. But I want to tell you a story about a guy that I met at the Houston Apartment Association. He worked in the industry, in the property management industry, which is interesting that the property management industry, although they do nothing but manage apartments, have no idea how to own apartments. It blew my mind. And so this guy was a vice president of the second largest real estate management company in the country. And I met him because he was a president of the Houston Apartment Association. And I got to know the guy pretty well, and he's a nice guy. And I kept trying to get him to, hey, why don't you go own your own place? I mean, come on, you've been in this management business for 30 years now. Why don't you go own your own place? And he's like, I don't know. Finally, somehow, I got over on him. And the reason he said that he finally listened to me was he went to listen to his 401k guy. And his 401k guy sat him down and said, okay, look, here's your retirement plan. You have $250,000. You're going to earn 4% on it when you retire. That's going to be $10,000 a year, and that's what you're going to live on plus Social Security. And he goes, I can't live on that. And the guy goes, well, that's all you have. That's all you're going to get. And that's when he called me up and said, hey, I need to do something. So I got him signed up, and the way we could afford to get him out of his job was that I told him, I'll tell you what to do. I'll buy 3 or 4 or 5 apartment complexes, and I'll let you set up your own management company and manage them. That's what you're good at. That's what you've done your whole life. It'll be your management company. You'll own it. Right? I won't own your company, you own yours, and I'll own the real estate. And then I'll put you in as a small percentage partner of the real estate for being the management company in the deal. And so we did it. We'd set up to buy our first deal, and it had gone along. And then one day he called me. I mean, we were about to close on this deal in about a week or two, and somewhere on that line, it was a week to 30 days we had before we were going to close on our first deal. And he called me up, and he's serious, and he goes, Dell, I've got some news. I said, really? Is it good news or bad news? And he said, well, it's a little of both. I said, well, what is the bad news? He said, I just lost my job. They just called me in and said, we don't need you. Vice president in a national firm. They called him and said, we don't need you. We're eliminating your position. I said, wow. I said, what's the good news? He goes, they gave me 6 months pay. Whatever that's called when you leave, they gave him 6 months worth of pay. And he laughed. He goes, they're actually paying me to retire. And within 30 days, I'll have my own business. This is the most incredible thing that ever happened in my whole life. So he went on and we bought 5 apartment complexes, made massive amounts of money with them. We bought them right at the right time. He operated them with me and we were able to turn them around and make just gazillions of dollars, right? And so finally, during this whole time while we were doing these 5 properties, his boss, who was the guy above him in this giant corporation, he was trying to get him to come over. Why don't you come over, man? Come on over. And the guy's like, nah. I've got a good deal here. I've got a great gig. I got the corner office. I'm the most important guy at the company. I got a retirement account, blah, 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 blah. And he kept showing him how much money he was making. And finally, believe it or not, after about 5 years, we got this guy to come over. And since this guy's come over, he's bought like 3 or 4 apartment complexes. He just closed on another 300-unit apartment complex like a couple days ago. It's just an unbelievable deal. So he's going to be at the expo. You're going to be able to meet this guy. The story, I'm not going to tell you his whole story. I'm going to let him tell that story, but I'm telling you, this is 2 guys that believed they were going to work for the rest of their life and retire on a 401k and live off $10,000, $20,000 a year. And now, boom, rich. Got tons of money, got tons of apartment complexes. So there's 2 ends of this stick, guys. You can end up on either end of it. You can end on the forced out with no money side of the stick. Retire early because you're sick or because you have to take care of someone in your family who's sick, because they no longer need you for your job, whatever terrible thing. Or you just, like I was talking about, our son just are miserable. You just can't push the rock up the hill any longer. You're just burnt and you got to go. And by the way, don't think your employer doesn't know that you're going through that kind of stress. Don't think, because I know I'm an employer. We see people all the time that just are fried. You go, and that person's not doing their job anymore. You go, yeah, I think he's pretty burnt. And you got to let those people go. Because they can't do the job. You need fresh, excited people to go to work every day. So, hey, you can't actually believe that the world owes you a place in it. You have to get out and make something happen. And if you don't get out and make something happen, then you're going to have a problem. Now, here's an interesting point. When I was growing up, there was all kinds of midnight madness, telethon, real estate guru type stuff on TV where they talk about how you could retire and get rich quick, so on. And I guess they called them infomercials back then. They don't have them anymore. Well, maybe they do, but nobody watches them anymore. So I kept seeing all this stuff and, you know, getting this idea I wanted to do this. I wanted to do real estate investing. And I went to all these different seminars and listened to these different ideas and so forth of how you could do this, and accumulated ideas until I got enough information that I could actually take action and go buy a rental property. Probably would never have happened except I ran into a guy that owned rental properties and he actually helped me do it, because I probably never would have pulled the trigger if I didn't have a guy who had actually done it there to help me, whatever. So there I was, 2.5 years after I started investing at 34 years of age, I was retired, right? So there's one end of the story. But at that point in my life, it was one of those things where people would never really believe you did it, because not very many people knew how to do it, but there was a belief it could be done. And now what's interesting is that whereas more and more people would quit and start their own little business, whether it, you know, be a delivery business or a franchise business or that business or that, more and more people were doing it when I was growing up. According to what my research comes up with right now, less people are doing it. I quote, the percentage of people retiring between ages 55 and 59 dropped from 19% to 11% since 2002. So in other words, in the last 20 years, people have stopped retiring early, other than because of forced retirement. That's unbelievable, man. From 2002 to 2007, 41% of adults aged 60 to 64 were retired, 41%. And that fell to 32% since then. Only 32% of Americans are retired by age 64. That's hard to believe, man. What are the other? If that's 32, there's 68% are not retired by age 64. What are you going to do? Are you going to keep pushing the rock until you're 70 years old? 75 years old? How are you ever going to get out from underneath of that? That's a hard thing to see. You need to get in here. You need to meet people that have done it. You need to hear the ideas about how it can be done. You need to hear the theories and go on the road trip and see the theories in practice. Only then will you come to the conclusion that you will not have to push the rock the rest of your life. When you're young, you just think that the world is going to go on forever and that the world is your oyster and everything is going to be easy and it's all going to work out. And as you get older, you start to realize, man, it's not what I thought it was going to be. That college education did not create a happy life for me. My job is not creating a happy life for me. My marriage may not even be a happy life for me. My kids may not be a happy life for me. My health is terrible. My fitness is terrible. And you just start to really see that life is not as easy as we were all taught that it would be, or we all thought it would be. So here's some interesting data. Generational expectations. That's a concept I thought was interesting. What do people actually believe? Younger people seem to have, you know, these blinders on that say, hey, the world's my oyster. So here's the data that came out of this. It said younger generations tend to be more optimistic about retiring early than older workers. Gen Zers, 42% of them believe they will retire before age 65. 42% believe that, right? Whether or not they will is irrelevant at this point. They're kids. Millennials, 36% of them believe they'll retire by age 65. So you drop 6% by the time you get in the workforce and you start working and trying to save and put money aside. All of a sudden, some of those dreams dry up. Some of those, that exuberance that you're going to be the superstar, that you're going to be the standout, that you're going to be the one that's going to make it and break it and get through. They start to wear out. Now, I thought that when I was a kid. I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week with the concept of save every penny I make and retire by the time I'm 40 years old. Well, I retired by the time I was 34. But it was like, I can't do this 12 hours a day, 6 days a week thing for the rest of my life. I've got to figure this out, because I didn't have a highly technical skill. I ran health clubs. Before I ran health clubs, I worked in health clubs. Before I worked in health clubs, I drove trucks. Before I drove trucks, I worked in a finance company. I mean, I have no technical skill sets at all to be able to say I'm going to be a doctor, lawyer, or something like that. You know, hey, I'm going to be whatever job they'll hire me as, right? And so I knew I had to take care of myself because I knew the jobs weren't going to work. I knew it very early on when I'd gone through a manager training program and completed 6 years worth of manager training program in 6 months. And then they told me I can't move up because there's an age limit to moving up. In other words, there never really was a manager training program. There was just simply stuff they had me doing to keep me busy so I'd keep working in this as his trainee position. Now, by the time you get to boomers, which I believe is us, not sure exactly, only 36% see themselves retiring by age 36, with 64% of them expecting to work past age 65. Whew. Can you believe that? 64% of baby boomers believe they're going to have to work past age 65. Well, guess what? Many of them are past 65, I guess. So the bottom line is, it's going to happen. So which end of that stick are you going to pick up? The one where you're forced to live out a long and miserable life, living, just barely living, hoping you don't run out of money before you die, trying to die before you run out of money is another way to say it. Or someone who puts together passive streams of income and go do what they want to do for the rest of their life, do what they want, when they want, with whomever they want, wherever they want, and mostly important, have enough money to do it. That is key. So if you don't have a plan, guys, let's get you in here and let's get you a plan. You can join up right now for a 40% discount. No, it's 60% discount. Get in for $297. Just text the word radio to 88007 and get a free pass to the expo. I think the expo is the secret. Every year I tell people this. You get out here and you see 2,000, 3,000 people that have done it, then all of a sudden you'll believe it. You know, it's pretty hard to tell yourself it doesn't work when you see 2,000 or 3,000 people meeting up for their annual meeting and all networking together and talking about how they did it and sharing their ideas and their stories and their successes. Also, there'll be training at this thing. There's beginner training. If you're just a very beginner, have no idea what you're doing, there's beginner training. There's single family training. There's multifamily training. And there's passive investing training, all at this expo, along with all the other networking events and the dinners and the bus tours and the whole bit. If you want to just join the membership, you'll get a free pass to the expo. If you don't want to join the membership, you can just go online and sign up for the expo itself. If you want to sign up for the bus tour, text the word bus to 88007. And maybe if you text the word bus to 88007, you might only also see how to just sign up for the expo. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at that recently to see what it pulled out for you. For those of you that want to register for a table, you need to get that done. That has to be done by, I believe it's March 16th. Yeah. So you want to get in and get that done. So a lot of stuff going on here, guys. But most of all, you have to consider this. You missed it last year. You missed it the year before that. You're 35. You're 40. You're 45. Oh, my God, you're 50. You're 55. I'm going to have people on stage that started when they're 70, 65, that figured out by 65 years of age, I better do something. So there's going to be people that are going to be there to tell their story that started late. There's going to be people that are kids, young guys, who were able to do apartment complexes before they're even 30 years old. So actually, there's a couple guys here who have done it even before they were 20 years of age. This is what you need to see. This is what will change your life. So again, text the word BUST to 88007. And remember this, as we go through all of this at the expo, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.